Aniara presents Dr. Bjorn and Mr. Borg. The unauthorized biography by Jan Söderqvist. Instead of a foreword by John McEnroe, things rarely turn out exactly as you expect them to. This is true both on the tennis court and in life in general. You start with something and then end up with something completely different, something that could not have been foreseen at the beginning of the process, but which takes on a life of its own and develops according to its own built-in agenda. Books live a life of their own during the writing process. One thing leads to another, and just like a tennis match, it usually goes through many different phases on its way from start to finish. At first, I had no intention of writing this book at all, but after many conversations with my enthusiastic publisher, Klaus Eriksson, I changed my mind and set to work, tentatively and cautiously at first, with my head full of more or less hazy ideas about what sort of book I actually wanted to write. And the main reasons I changed my mind were partly that Klaus spoke so persuasively about the need for a book about Bjorn Borg, and partly that he was quite simply right. There is not, and has never been, any comprehensive book written about Bjorn Borg, focused precisely on Bjorn Borg and nothing else. This, despite the fact that Bjorn has been voted by sports-minded Swedes as our country's greatest athlete of all time. This is unfortunately still true today, in the fall of 2025, after Bjorn Borg's own autobiography, Heartbeat, told to his wife Patricia, has been published. The problem with this book is that it's highly reticent regarding the sex, the drugs, and the rock and roll, as well as about the money and everything interesting. It's a self-produced fluff piece, and it's poorly written. His prematurely abandoned career was utterly magical. And the fact that there neither is nor has been any remotely decent book on the subject is quite frankly nothing less than a great fat scandal. This simply won't do, I thought, and surely Bjorn himself shouldn't want it this way either. There are fine books about, and in some cases by, albeit ghostwritten, virtually all the great tennis stars, both past and present. Why should Bjorn Borg alone be the exception? It can hardly be because his story lacks either drama or glamour. So without reflecting too closely on the matter, I imagine that Bjorn would actually cooperate with me, that he would play ball, as they say in that sporting metaphor. He would want to say what there was to say, and he would want to own his own story. And what could be more natural than a grateful foreword signed by John McEnroe, who was Bjorn Borg's enthusiastic rival, and moreover, his successor as world number one in tennis? I would arrange that. I had a way in, or at least the email address of John McEnroe's agent at IMG. McEnroe has, after all, spoken so many times about how his rivalry with Borg lifted his own game and lent luster and glamour to the entire sport for many years. And I would make it so easy for him, and therefore so hard to say no. He wouldn't even need to write his foreword, if by write one means actually holding a pen to paper or tapping away at some keyboard. I could easily ghostwrite it for him myself after an interview or two, preferably conducted during the French Open, when many of yesterday's stars tend to be on hand as expert commentators, or simply as initiated spectators mingling with each other and sponsors, perhaps hitting a few balls with some corporate executive. In all humility, I thought McEnroe would actually bite at this offer, and that people would actually think he wrote almost as well as he played tennis. That was exactly how I pitched my proposal to his agent. I do the research, I interview, and write. Mr. McEnroe need only read through and approve, after which he can collect both fee and astonished applause. So I crafted what I thought was a punchy little sales pitch and fired it off in an email to his agent. What did Mr. Agent think? Was it an acceptable proposition? The agent, called Gary Swain, replied to my email straight away via his phone. He was, he told me, obliged to check first how Bjorn Borg himself felt about this project before he could put my request to his client. Which was logical, I realized on reflection. Both Borg and McEnroe are represented by IMG, and decisions on matters like these, essentially commercial in nature, are naturally coordinated as a matter of course. I read Gary Swain's email just before my flight to Italy, where much of this book has been written, departed from Stockholm, Arlanda.